You're being recorded.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Oh, no, it's fine.
So, hello, my name is Chloe. Okay.
I'm really disturbed by the fact that there's zombie porn.
Yes, well,
was your talk?
I'll touch on that briefly. most of my talk today is going to be about the ethics of zombie sex, practicalities, and we're going to end with a little tips and tricks section. So, the ethics section is actually going to be one of the smallest parts, just because it is such, like, a shady gray area. I mean, who's to say? Like, there's so many types of zombies out there. There's, you know, whether it's like a medical condition or whether it's a spiritual condition or something like that is really gonna like make a difference between like whether it's okay to have sex with zombies. Did you have a question?
You're gonna touch on safety.
Yes, that is actually one of my. That's I'm sorry. That is one of my
safe sex.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Safer sex.
Right, yes. Of course.
There is no truly safe sex, especially when it comes to solid. So
it might just be safe-ish.
So, as far as the ethics are concerned, there is, there is one idea that I have, and that's like where you have sort of you can donate your body to science, you can have, you know, on your ID, you have an organ donor card and stuff like that. And I think that it would be, in case of the zombie apocalypse happening, I think it would be very practical for people to start carrying around sex cards with lists of things that they're okay being done to their body, whether they're, you know, maybe they're not okay with any sex happening to their body at all post-zombiehood. And I think the best way to do that is to have a card with items that you're okay with, and you punch out the ones that you're not okay with, so that nobody can come along and like punch out something saying like, oh, they are okay with that. So you punch out the ones you're not okay with. Whatever's listed left on the card, you're okay with your body having it done to you.
That's incredibly practical. I was just gonna ask how much of a concern you really think that is.
I think it's a pretty, I mean, like when the zombie apocalypse happens,
zombie porn will become much more popular
than
more people.
Right.
Because,
I'm
not sure I have that much concern about what happens if I become a zombie, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, if some people do, though.
Yeah, and if you think about all the uproar that happens over people in vegetative states.
Right.
Think about how much more of an uproar will happen when...
As a zombie, I'm planning on losing my card.
So,
I don't know. I can't imagine being able to keep track of something.
Right, you'll have to fucking put it on a zip cord around that neck or something, or else like they won't be. You're like,
dog
find
tag,
me this zombie's wallet. Yes, a dog tag would be perfect.
Dog tags are good. You can have it tattooed on your body. So, I guess that's about all I have for the ethical
concerns.
Just don't
take their mouth before you serve.
So
can you speak to a zombie?
As far as safety goes,
I have a question on ethics.
Yeah.
What does it sound like when a zombie says yes?
Well, they can't. That's why there's the card.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it's very similar to what a
zombie
says.
That's why there's
no.
The card.
Oh.
That's why there's the card.
And what if there's no card?
The card implies consent. No card. That's where the gray area comes into.
Right.
For example, a dog might, you know, happily fuck you. That doesn't mean that the dog can be consensually having sex with a human.
Right.
So it's like, it's a very gray area, and I'm not prepared to make that decision. So, but I am prepared to lecture on safe sex with zombies. So, zombies being ex-humans, they potentially have all the, diseases that they could carry, STDs and stuff like that. So, just as a little refresher course, there are 5 bodily fluids which can carry STDs, and those are breast milk, blood, vaginal fluids, semen, and saliva. The contemporary wisdom surrounding zombies is that their saliva is going to be the primary way to infect. So you have to, you know, you're going to be concerned with herpes and gonorrhea and AIDS and everything and zombie virus. So So, I mean, there's like...
I suppose the circulatory system issue would inform to a degree how active some of those things would continue to be.
True.
Or they not.
It's very true.
Get back to the circulatory system again.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. So there are things, you know, condoms, dental dams, latex body suits, you know, all these things are going to protect against all the bodily fluids that could potentially. But the decaying state of zombies' bodies definitely makes things a lot more risky when you're having sex with a zombie. Things that are very important are things like ball gags if they're in an active state so that they can't bite you.
I have a quick question.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
That's my new favorite mental image.
We're sorry with the ball gag.
Are there clinics in town where you can have your zombie tested?
The thing is, you
can take a vial of blood from your zombie and send it in and tell you what's going on.
The thing is that all STDs pale in comparison to the ultimate STD. Zombie virus. So if they're a zombie, I mean, you kind of want to be very careful.
That's true.
So the thing with a zombie is not really advised.
The thing with ball gags is that typically they're made out of things like jelly rubber, which has phthalates in it, so it might not be the safest for the zombie's health. Phthalates. Chemical softeners.
Oh, okay.
And then, yeah, it's just, it's dangerous, estrogen mimicker, potentially cancer causing.
We really worry about the zombies.
Yes. No, but the thing is that they're either those or they're silicone or they're leather, which are all things which zombies could potentially bite through because they're flesh eating. I mean, they'll tear right through anything.
Hard plastic
they're,
ones?
Sorry.
Don't they make hard plastic ones?
They do, but I think that the safest way to go is horse bits. So they do sell human-designed horse bits.
Right, right.
You can find those at places like the Crypt.
Sure.
Mail order online, although during the zombie apocalypse might not be the best way, but you might want to raid the Crypt for horse bits.
How about gimp masks?
I was wondering about this. Gimp masks are good.
So long as you're willing to bypass the intimacy of looking into a zombie's eyes.
Is it as good for the zombie as it is for the user?
It's better, but it's not worth it.
I had a lot of luck with custom form fitting thermoplastic ball gags.
Right.
That seems to be pretty
nice. Yeah. So, either way, whether you have ball gags or anything like that, you may want to saran wrap their heads so that they're not spitting on you, so that no blood pops from their eyes or anything like that. You want to make sure that you go with non-microwavable saran wrap, because the microwavable type does have micro perforations in it to allow air to escape. So whether using saran wrap for humans or zombies, you always want to make sure it's non-microwavable. So as far as bondage goes, because of the decaying state of zombies' bodies, you really want to make sure that you tie off limbs at every major joint, because if they're thrashing around too much, for example, you don't want a limb coming off, spraying blood everywhere.
Right, I was thinking if you're going to take your zombie bondage seriously, fewer wider straps to like really restrain.
Do you worry about nerve damage?
You don't have to worry about nerve damage to the zombies, but the thing is that if you're doing ropes and things like that, a well-oiled hemp rope is going to be a lot better than something like a synthetic material, because it's going to be less likely to cut into their skin.
I think this is the best possible use of the saran wrap bondage, because it really does the wide area while keeping things pretty sterile.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. Also, at places like Babeland and the Crypt, you can get cuffs, which are wide, they're leather, so they're going to like hold a good portion. You can get spreader bars, things like that. So, it's good times for all.
Or so we'd like it.
Yes. I would not advise suspension with zombies. Because
oh my god.
Because of their...
Bits of them just start falling off.
Their bodies are in such precarious states, they may, fall into pieces. It's, you know. So I'm going to talk about the difference between bottoming and topping.
This is a good area where the distinction between the mystical and the science fiction zombie is important, because your science fiction zombie is likely to last a lot longer. There might be more things you can do to maintain their health
right.
than just slowly watch them fall apart.
Yes, it's
very
true.
What do you do if you lose a significant body part during sex?
I am going to get to that. So one of the so now we're under the tips and tricks section.
Yeah.
And by tips you mean limbs.
Yes.
Do you know what the leper told the prostitute?
I do.
Keep the tip.
Isn't that awful? I love that. I'm so happy you know that.
Wow. This is what happens when I have too much coffee. I laugh too much.
It looks like you've had like 4 ounces of that.
Well, there was another one beforehand.
Oh, okay.
Ding! Okay,
so until we have a large number of zombies to test on, we really are not certain about their circulatory systems, their blood flow, and things like that. So, obviously, male zombies are probably not going to achieve erections on their own. So, things like Viagra could be tried to see if that helps, but if not, there's always strap-ons. You're probably gonna want to go with a sturdier harness, like made by Jaguar. They're really good because they do have lifetime warranties on all their products.
Are they leather?
But they also have vegan versions.
And do lifetime warranties
apply to the bed?
They go beyond.
That's a really excellent question. Who's life?
Or I need like Cheetah or something. Some different
company. Lifetime of the company, I believe.
Okay.
So going with silicone dildos is always going to be a good idea, just because they do not retain any bodily fluids. So you can boil them to completely disinfect them.
Perfect.
You can stick them in the top rack of your dishwasher if your dishwasher is still working post-apocalypse. So for topping, meaning the zombie is topping you, you're typically going to want to, you know, restrain them as much as possible, but allow their torso, you know, a good amount of movement.
You're talking about fucking topping from the bottom, right?
I'm allowing the zombies to top
right,
you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you are being the bottom here. And, you know, zombies are pretty active, like, you know, vicious creatures. As they are, but, you know, having, like, a little bit of extra blood handy to, you know, put into their face often get them, you know, in a higher state of excitement.
Wow.
To get a little more energy going on.
Welcome.
Hello. We're talking about ethics of sex with zombies and tips and tricks. Welcome.
So those are pretty much what we have for being topped by a zombie. Always use lubricant. It's always a good idea. It makes everything smoother.
No.
Really? Not after all the safety considerations. Not when they're wrapped in saran wrap.
Yes. So just whenever you're letting a zombie top you, just make sure that they are restrained as much as possible so that body parts don't come off, so that you're avoiding blood. As far as letting a zombie be a bottom, allowing them to be a bottom, it's going to be good for practicing your skills as a top or as a dom.
Oh, that's a really good point.
Yeah. It's also, you know, just fun times. So careful that you don't share your tools. if you are flogging a zombie, careful not to take that flogger and flog a human who's not infected. You don't want to spread things.
Okay to share tools between zombies?
Yeah, I would think so, because, you know, you're going to affect another zombie with, you know, there's nothing, I don't think.
Yeah.
You do want to avoid bloodletting.
Sorry. When an ethics review board reviews your statements later and realizes that you're passing one strain of zombies
True. You might want to be careful just in case. So one of the primary concerns with topping a zombie is you want to avoid bloodletting. So having soft leather floggers deer hide and cow hide are going to be some of the softer leathers for floggers out there. You do want to avoid things like buffalo hide or even especially rubber, because those, you know, for most humans are never going to actually draw blood, but for a zombie with a decaying body,
right,
you never know. You want to stick with softer things. Right. You might want to avoid caning and crops.
Right.
So,
if a zombie can't feel pain, wouldn't that be not as fun?
Well, they'll be
That's
thrashing
really
around anyways. They'll be thrashing around anyways.
Just
and if they aren't just for effect, you can always do the little blood trick. Just hold a little blood in front of their face, and they'll thrash around as though they're feeling pain. So you can get that rush.
That was, that's a really
yeah.
interesting question.
Yeah.
I don't
Thank
know
you.
how sadists
way.
Work.
Right.
But
right.
I feel like they wouldn't get as much of a rush.
Right. And this is also when you're topping a zombie is like largely for practice, for, you know, other consensual humans.
You have to worry about leaving marks.
See, with zombies, bruises
are not going to go away.
Right.
You should probably have like 10, 20 in store instead of
We're going to need another zombie.
So, one interesting use, alternative use of zombies as regards sex is voyeurism. Many people get off on voyeurism and being watched by others. So some people might like to restrain 10 zombies to watch to watch as you and your fellow humans engage in sex or, you know, solo play in front of
that
the zombies. Yeah.
That's
Just so you know, my friend Joshua just called. He is arriving soon with his three kids.
We are wrapping up.
But I'm just saying, so as far as time goes, you know, we should have our questions and stuff.
Right. And then there's also the whole question of zombie on zombie sex. So you're probably, just because of positioning and the intricacies of it all, you're probably not going to achieve very good, like, zombie-on-zombie penetration, but frottage and lesbian zombie sex is going to be super hot.
Why would they go at each other?
It won't be sexual for them, but it'll appear sexual to you when you strap them together.
There
a little
is
bit
a
of
consideration...
Blood.
When I talk about the science aspect, different kinds of zombies in the media have different levels of recall.
Mm-hmm.
Like in Dawn of the Dead, because they return to the mall. You know, and some zombies are smart enough to, say, work a doorknob. So it could be that if you put them in a certain position, they'll have enough instinct or memory to be like, oh, I know what this is.
Right.
It's a doorknob.
Very nice. Super good. So, any tips, tricks anyone would like to share? Any questions?
I would like to apologize for interrupting you so much, but this was
no.
a fascinating
thank you.
Subject.
Thank you.
And
I'm sorry for all my questions.
No,
thank you for your questions.
You brought an unprecedented level of practicality to the proceedings. I was very impressed. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Well done.
I have another question.
Yeah.
How do you go about naming
your zombie? Well, theoretically, if they've got a card, you should know what their name is.
Alright, that's true.
Yeah.
Well, can you rename a zombie?
I don't think so.
Yeah, because I mean, when you get a pet from the shelter, you can name it whatever you want, usually, right? Maybe.
Are there zombie shelters?
For the homeless zombies. Homeless
zombies. Oh my god.
We need to have an ethics of zombies talk.
Yeah.
Okay.
The only good sex zombie name that I can think of right off the top of my head would be Buck. But,
why?
They just buck around. I don't know.
Eric?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.